Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Berica and the Introverts. Oh my goodness, I've wanted to start this podcast for a very long time and I was wondering what form to start on, and I thought, why not just start on a career institution? I mean, it is my blog, it is my website, I can do whatever I want here without following any community guidelines or whatever. I can do anything I want right here. So career institution.com is our very own home as introverts. So if you're an introvert listening to this, I want you to feel at home, because this is your online community where you are safe, where you are heard, and where you are understood. So today I want to talk about the problems with vulnerability. As you all know, I am an introvert branding specialist, so I am focused on introverted entrepreneurs who have camera phobia and social anxiety. I want to help them build business skills that will turn them into indomitable entrepreneurs, you know? But that's not just my target. I want to generally create an army of formidable, resilient, and of course, dominant introverts. Because introverts are supposed to own this world. I'll tell you why much later. Though I talked more about that in the Quiet Power Blueprints, but maybe sometime in the future, maybe in a post, in a podcast, or maybe my video, I will talk more about that. But today, let's just talk about why vulnerability is a problem for introverts. And about vulnerability, I'm not talking about positive vulnerability, because for me, vulnerability is of two types. There is positive vulnerability and there is negative vulnerability. In positive vulnerability, that is where you are expected to open up to the people who are close to you, people who love you, and people you love. Of course, you have to share your feelings with them. That is very much encouraged by me. Yes, but negative vulnerability is a serious problem. Negative vulnerability is a situation where you feel so down. You know, most introverts, or I say almost every introvert, myself inclusive, while growing up and up to maybe 2 years ago or maybe a year ago, I was still like this. I think in one of my recent posts, I mentioned something about the people sucking phase, where some introverts remain for the rest of their lives. These people sucking phase, I think I really need to dedicate maybe a podcast or a video, or I don't want to write that in a post. I want to speak it so that you would listen to it. So maybe a podcast or a video would be the suitable platform for that. So I want to tell you more about these people sucking phase, but not in this podcast. Maybe another one, or maybe in a video. I don't know for now. But when it comes up, you'll see it. You see, many introverts, or most introverts, remain on these people sucking phase for the rest of their lives, where they want to engage with people and they feel that nobody wants them. They just want to do anything to belong. Yet you know that you are different. You know you are different, right? But you just want to belong. You want to feel normal. You know that pressure to feel normal, that pressure to belong. That is what leads introverts into the people sucking phase of their lives, which some of them remain forever and never gets out of. But you who is listening to this, I am sure that you are not going to be one of those who remain in that focus of your faith for the rest of your life. As long as you have met me and my platform career institution, you are definitely not going to be caught in that dangerous net. So, that's the major topic of today. While vulnerability, negative vulnerability per se, is a trap for introverts, while it is a problem, this is because people are most likely going to successfully harm you when you are down. And that is what negative vulnerability is. Whether they are the reason you are down or not, you see, at your weakest point, that is the point where people target you to harm you. And that is why introverts are always a target for bullying. Yes, bullies target introverts. You will see both in schools, at the kindergarten, primary levels, in high school. It is often the very shy and quiet kid that is bullied. Why? Because that is the vulnerable kid. People will hardly target the bully of the class or the queen bee of the class, except if the queen bee has confidence, which is unlikely but not impossible. But it is often the quiet kid wearing glasses with braces, or the kid who is always sitting alone, that is always the kid that is a target for bullies, because that kid is vulnerable. And that is negative vulnerability. But when you become formidable, when you become resilient, and when you become the dominant one, when you harness your quiet power, you'll see that the tables will turn. No one would bully you. In fact, people will be so scared of you that when you show up, they will take to their heels. You see, I want this very first episode to be short because I always wanted to start this podcast, and today I told myself that I must do something, like I must say something today. So this is just a commitment, the fact that the podcast has begun. So I guess in the next episode of Terika and the Introverts, I will talk more about this negative vulnerability thing. I'll talk more about it and how to get yourself out of negative vulnerability. How to become more resilient. How to become the dominant one. I wouldn't say the dominant one in the group, because you don't need a group if you don't want one. You don't need a group if you don't want one. But if you want a group, how to become the dominant one in the group. But if you don't want a group, how to become the stand alone formidable man. You know, the one man squad who no one ever dares. So that is what we're going to talk about in the next episode. So for now, just stay tuned and stay formidable. Till we meet again. Bye.